With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Texas Democrats have fled the state to prevent the state House from voting on new congressional maps. It could give Republicans several seats in the 2026 midterms.
The move could expose Democrats to fines and other penalties. It's an effort to stop Republicans from redrawing the congressional map. Republican Governor Greg Abbott called a special session of the legislature that started last month to take up the redistricting effort that the president has urged.
Correspondent Ken Lorman says Governor Abbott is warning Democrats that he will seek to remove them from office if they're not back when the House reconvenes this afternoon. This week, President Trump planning to announce a new head for the Bureau of Labor Statistics.
Unhappy with the recent jobs numbers, the president fired the BLS commissioner last week, and he told reporters he'll name a replacement soon.
We'll be announcing a new statistician sometime over the next 3-4 days. We had no confidence. I mean, the numbers were ridiculous, what she announced.
The president accused the former jobs statistician of faking jobs numbers, calling it a scam without providing any evidence. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A Montana manhunt goes on. State Attorney General Austin Knutson says they're searching for a suspect in last week's fatal shooting of 4 people in a bar in Anaconda, Montana.
By all indications, this is an unstable individual who walked in and murdered 4 people in cold blood for no reason whatsoever. So there absolutely is concern for the public. Again, I'm going to stress, we believe this is an armed and extremely dangerous individual.
The subject of that manhunt identified as 45-year-old Michael Brown. The Wall Street rally rolls on. The Dow is up 407 points. The Nasdaq trading 339 points higher. This is SRN News. A lot of pastors are having problems.
According to a new Lifeway research poll, 65% of evangelical Protestant clergymen say they feel that they must be on call 24 hours a day for members of their congregations. 63% of mainline Protestant leaders agree, and amongst black Protestant pastors, 76% say this is so. The Lifeway study also reveals that between 20 and 25% of clergymen say their congregations have unrealistic expectations of them. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The liberal mayor of Hungary's capital has been questioned by police over accusations of helping organize a gay pride parade, one of several LGBT displays that the government has banned. The Pride March in Budapest in June was the largest event of its kind in the country's history, according to the organizers. And while the event was illegal, Hungarian authorities say they will not press charges against attendees, but are seeking out the organizers of the event. This is SRN News. Newly released poll gauges how Democrats and Republicans feel about their respective political parties, and it's not especially encouraging for either party.
About 15% of Democrats surveyed by the Associated Press and the Nork Center for Public Affairs Research describe their party as weak or apathetic, and another 10% say the Democratic Party is ineffective or disorganized. Democrats and Republicans were asked in July to share the first word or phrase that came to mind when they thought of their own party. Overall, people held a dim view of both parties, with 43% viewing the Republican Party negatively, compared to 39% seeing the Democratic Party negatively. But Republicans were about twice as likely as Democrats to describe their own party positively, with 4 in 10 Republicans using words like patriotic or hardworking. Donna Warder, Washington.
Find more details at srnnews.com.